one if you have questions for our coaches this morning or the student athletes, and we'll get to them as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
How are we doing, Rob?
Doing just fine. Hey, before we talk about the game ahead, very impressive effort for you guys. 64-21 win over Patriot League champ Lehigh, and getting a little revenge against the Patriot League after last year. Talk about what went so well on Saturday.
Well, you know, it was a bunch of different things. I thought we got off to a fast start, what we talked about. As a team and a program, it was important to start off quickly against them. We got up 15-0, and then, you know, our kids played very aggressively on both sides of the ball and played downhill. You're right, we were, you know, extremely disappointed with the way that last year ended, losing to Colgate in the first round, especially at home, and left a, you know, real bad taste in everybody's mouth. And I reminded everybody about that, and I just wanted to remind that we just had to go out and play. And you know, we relied on some kids that I think we had to rely on. You know, we relied on our seniors on the offensive side of the ball: Adam Reese, Jordan Powell, Dalton Crossan, our three offensive linemen, Neeler, Lauderdale, and McNeely. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I thought Ryan Farrell, Cam Shorey, and Casey DeAndre led from the front. So, great team effort. You know, it was we had to get off to a fast start, and then we just wanted to finish the game, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that.
Got some media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Dave. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Two questions very quick. Talk about the experience of your coaching staff, you guys getting to the playoffs, continuing really like you have for 13 straight years. How that experience helps you get your team prepared for first or second round action?
Well, we've, you know, as over the years, what one thing we've wanted to make sure is it doesn't change. Understand that this is the next step in the process. Having to get ready for teams, you know, like Lehigh, James Madison, whoever, you know, you've got to understand that we're going to go back and do the things we do during the regular season, and make sure you understand that this process, day by day, has got to be taken care of till we get to Saturday. And I think our kids have heard that constant message from the coaches and me, and that's important.
And talk about Neil O'Connor, if you will. He's a guy who stood out when JMU played you earlier in the year, and looking at some of the game film from Saturday, he was a guy who had an outstanding day as well. Just talk about him and his efforts.
Well, you know, Neil's one of these kids that never looks very good, never looks very fast, doesn't look like a whole lot, and goes out and plays pretty hard, does some very good things. A terrific athlete, you know, three-sport athlete in high school. He's not real fast, but he's fast enough. He'll go up and catch it, make some plays, and he's a tough kid. He'll catch in the crowd. He's one of the kind of kids that we've made our living on up here, I'll be honest with you, Dave.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. In the fourth quarter of that game at James Madison, or the game against James Madison up at your place, your quarterback Adam, he played really well in that fourth quarter. Then obviously you needed him again Saturday in the game against Lehigh, and he played very well. What does he have, I guess, just in terms of poise, or, you know, being a veteran guy that helps your team?
5 years in the system, understanding that, having great experience with people before him, Sean Goldrich, Andy Vallis, having a vision of what they're doing, and then, you know, being involved with Coach Carty in the offense, has a good understanding of what we want to do. You know, and the thing that separated everybody from that separated Trevor from Reese, that when Trevor started, was Trevor could run extremely well with the football in his hands, and was able to take some situations with escapes and some run plays to make big plays off him. You know, if it was, you know, the same in that mode, which, you know, it's hard to say, but if they were the same, Adam would have been playing from the beginning, and our kids got confidence in him. That's the most important thing, I think.
And then just in terms of what you've seen from James Madison since you've last played, I don't know how much tape you've watched on them already since winning against Lehigh, but where have you seen them grow, especially on defense?
Physicality and the way they're running to the football on defense, playing downhill. You know, it starts with Steele. I think that kid's the ringleader of the whole bunch out there. And he's played very, very well against us in the first game, and has led the team from the front there. They're talented in the back half. You know, Reynolds and Green, both those guys can cover, and Brown and Robinson are real good. And then up front, you know, everybody likes Ankra. You know, I mean, he's a really good player. But I thought both those kids, Urquhart and Stone, did a really good job against us. Ian Simeon Rounds, they've tightened up, and it started in our game, and they played that way. They played downhill from it, except for the fourth quarter. quarter against us, which is neither here nor there, but I've watched that, and they've been very good.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Hoddle with Herb FM Radio Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Max. How you doing?
Doing Chris good. Well, how you doing, bud?
Doing great. Good win on Saturday over a tough opponent. What did you see this Saturday against JMU? Because you guys played them October 15th, and you guys fell behind real early and played catch-up throughout the game. What do you guys have to do on Saturday?
Well, first of all, we got to hang on to the football because we can't give this team any more opportunities to have the ball in and score. Chris, these guys are the most explosive team on offense that we have seen. Lehigh did some similar things and did it, and they were really good. But as I told the team last night, that thing, guys, is just a lead-up to what we're seeing, and you should remember that. You know, when you look at, you know, guys like Abdullah, and you look at guys like Shore, and you look at guys like Davis, and you look at Ravenel, and you look at Alls and Taylor, you know, they're great skill guys. The other thing that just jumps off the tape at you is how physical their offensive line is. So they got better defensively. They're the best offense in the country, I think, and what they do and how they do it. And, you know, they have a great offensive front. So this is going to be a tough one, and you got to understand what we're getting ourselves into.
And what type of coach is Mike Houston? He comes from Citadel. He ran a whole different offense at Citadel, and now he comes to JMU and runs a whole different type of offense. Well, so what type of coach is Mike Houston?
Well, he's a smart coach. You know, and what he does, he looked at what he has for personnel, looked at the kind of players he has, and he did a great job at the Citadel, and they ran their offense there in the triple down there, and they came up. And football's football. You know, you're still going to coach the way you do, and you're going to run some option stuff. You run somebody. He looked at their personnel, and I'm sure when he saw Shore and he saw Ravenel and he saw Davis and he saw, you know, Abdullah and Johnson, he said, man, you know, there's a lot of guys that can run in open spaces. So kept a good thing going and made it better down there.
Well, good luck on Saturday and a safe trip to Harrisonburg.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it, man.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Sean, what are your feelings about a rematch with a league team in the second round of the playoffs?
That's part of the deal. And, you know, we've had it with Maine a couple years ago and had it with, you know, John, this is the way that things go. And you know, I don't get caught up in this stuff like a lot of other people do. I'm just happy to be playing in the first Sunday, Saturday in December against a team that we know a little bit about. And, you know, that's a good thing instead of going to some place where you know nothing about them. So it's our league. It's the level of football we're playing. Looking forward to having that opportunity.
Thank you, Sean.
Appreciate it, John.
All right, Sean, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Harrisonburg, and look forward to talking to your senior running back here in just a minute.
All right, thanks a lot.